Well, we have a very busy morning this morning with lots of news and information to share and lots of discussion to be had on issues of the day. We will talk about yesterday's election results, especially the repeal of Ohio's anti-union law and what that might mean for Wisconsin after 7 o'clock this morning. But first, we're going to talk about the current weather situation and preparing for winter and the first ever national EAS test that is scheduled for today. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, November the 9th. And here's the weather forecast a little bit earlier than usual. A winter storm warning is in effect until 6 o'clock tonight for portions of central and northeast Wisconsin, with 5 to 8 inches of wet, heavy snow possible. A winter weather advisory is posted until 6 tonight for portions of north central and northeastern Wisconsin, 3 to 6 inches possible, and a winter weather advisory until early to mid-afternoon for southwest and south central Wisconsin. 2 to 4 inches possible. Travel could be difficult. You can get Wisconsin road conditions by calling 511, and we have also provided a link to the DOT's road conditions page on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, this is going to be our first substantial snowfall of the season, and it happens to fall in the middle of Winter Weather Awareness Week. Are you ready? Are you looking forward to winter? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Todd Pritchard. He is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for State of Wisconsin Emergency Management, and he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thanks for having me on.
I understand you're joining us from Eau Claire today.
Yes, I'm actually in Hudson right now, heading over to Eau Claire this morning.
Some emergency management business going on over there?
Oh, yeah, talking to groups about exactly what we're talking about this morning, getting ready for winter.
Yeah, well, we thought when we set this up yesterday that you were going to be right in the worst of this winter storm, but it looks like the swath of snow has moved a little bit to the east. And it's going to be, the worst of it is going to be, it looks like, far northeastern Wisconsin, 5 to 8 inches north central to northeastern Wisconsin. So, you counting your lucky stars?
Well, so far.
Well, you might have to drive through this on the way back home, I bet.
Right, exactly. I don't know what I'm going to be facing when I go through. And I'll be using that 511 number that you were describing, Joy, because that's a great service from the Department of Transportation. The road conditions, that is such a great tool to use in the wintertime here.
Yeah, so do you recall in recent years if you were dealing with snowstorms when you were talking about Winter Weather Awareness Week?
Yeah, it seems like whenever we have an awareness week, something happens about that kind of weather that I'm talking about. It's a little uncanny, a little unnerving. But yeah, this is exactly the time of year that we need to get prepared for this kind of weather. And you're right, you either love it or you hate it. You love winter, you hate winter, no matter how you feel about it in Wisconsin. You know it's coming, and it's time to get ready.
Yeah. I've resolved that I'm not going to complain about winter weather as much as I've done so in the past. I know it's Wisconsin. I've lived in Wisconsin all my life. I really do not hate winter. I enjoy doing winter activities. What I don't look forward to doing is driving in snow, and especially in snowstorms. And
yeah, exactly. And you know what, Joy? That's a great point, because that first storm that hits us is the one that, no matter how much warning we have, and we know it's coming, and we know how many inches, it's just disturbing when you first get behind the wheel in that first storm. It's like, oh, yeah, you recall all the different driving techniques that you need to have for winter driving. So that first storm is always, I think, is always the trickiest one.
Well, what is the the basic reminder to people before they head out driving in this stuff today?
Well, I think the first thing is to, you know, just take it slow, take it easy, and, you know, if you're a little bit uncomfortable, if you don't have to go out in it, especially if you're in a zone where, if you're looking at, 4 to 6 to 8 inches, you know, that's a lot of snow, so it'll be interesting to see how much different parts of the state get today, but you know, this might be one of those days where you just want to kind of ease off and say, well, you know, if I don't have to go out, maybe I can kind of avoid the run to the store or something like that, but, you know, if you have to go out, you know, take your time, slow down, you know, build some extra pad time into your schedule. And then for winter in general, what we're really trying to urge everyone is this is a great time to, you know, think about is your car ready for winter? Are you ready? Getting all that ready would be great to have an emergency weather kit in your car.
Are you still providing emergency weather kits for residents?
You know, we actually have a giveaway again this year on our website, which is readywisconsin.wi.gov. And we're inviting everyone to come and play our trivia challenge and sign up to win a kit on our website. We were selling them last year, and we actually sold quite a few. I don't have them on sale per se, but if someone would like to get a kit, they can contact me and I can get them a kit. I can, you know, hook them up with one.
I only asked because you told me about that last year, and I picked one up, and I'm glad
you did.
I have it.
Yeah. It's awesome. You know, the little kits that we have are very small. It's the size of a really mini duffel bag, if you will. Duffel bag is even an exaggeration, I guess. It's a very small bag, but you know, you can just put one together on your own too.
What should we put in that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Blankets and maybe even a sleeping bag, something that'll keep you warm. You know, the biggest concern would be, okay, you get stranded, your car engine fails, you have a flat tire, or you know, you hit some ice, you run into a ditch. You're going to need to have some protection from the elements. If you're in the middle of a storm, you know, staying in your car and waiting for help is a great idea. Going out in the elements can be even more dangerous. So staying in your car and having some tools in your car to protect you. So again, like a blanket, some extra hats and mittens and socks. Socks always seem to get wet in these kind of situations. You always walk outside the car, you're trying to push, and you know, all of a sudden your feet get wet, and that starts causing trouble. You know, flashlight, some extra batteries, a first aid kit, maybe a shovel, jumper cables, always a great idea. A little bit of water, and maybe some energy bars, a little bit of food, like some raisins or maybe some sort of energy bar or a little bit of chocolate or something to kind of keep you going. Having that cat litter in the back of the car is always a good idea. It gives you a little traction underneath the tires if you're in a situation where you need some grip. And something that, you know, it never seems to fail, it's Murphy's Law. Whenever I need to call someone for help, the cell phone has, like, no power or it's dying on me. So, you know, having a cell phone adapter in your car, such a great thing. You know, at least your car, hopefully, you know, we always recommend for folks to have at least a half a tank of gas in their car during the winter. So you can, if you do get into trouble, you can at least run the engine. You can, you can run it not all the time, but you can run it every, you know, 10 minutes maybe, every hour that you're stranded, just to keep some warmth in the car. And of course, obviously, that way you can always keep your cell phone juiced up as well.
We're talking with Todd Pritchard. He is the Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the State of Wisconsin Emergency Management. And we are talking about Winter Weather Awareness Week and preparing for winter. Are you ready? For the record, the Department of Transportation is reporting on its website that good winter driving conditions exist throughout the state right now, but that's expected to change. The weather forecast says that the rain that much of the state is experiencing now will change over to snow sometime soon this morning, except in far eastern Wisconsin. There are some places that are already reporting a changeover of rain to snow. Are you among them? What's the weather like in your neck of the woods? And are you resolved to winter starting? What are you looking forward to? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And I'm wondering if you do carry one of these emergency kits or something like it in your car, especially during the winter season. Well, let's check the weather forecast once again for today. Windy with snow this morning in southwestern and north central Wisconsin. Eastern Wisconsin will see mostly rain until it turns to snow this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-40s in the east and in the 30s elsewhere, but dropping throughout the day. And this winter storm warning is posted until 6 o'clock tonight for portions of central and northeast Wisconsin. 5 to 8 inches of wet, heavy snow possible. Looks like 3 to 6 inches possible for other parts of north central and northeast Wisconsin. And then for southwest and south central Wisconsin, 2 to 4 inches possible. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Snow, snow,
snow,
snow,
snow.
It won't be long before we'll all be there. Snow.
That's right. It won't be long. The first substantial snow of the season is arriving today in Wisconsin. A winter storm warning for parts of central and northeast Wisconsin. Winter weather advisories for much of the rest of the state. 5 to 8 inches of heavy, wet snow possible in the north central to northeastern corner of the state. And 3 to 6 inches for much of the rest of the state, 2 to 4 inches possible in southern Wisconsin, southwest Wisconsin. And we're talking about whether we are ready for winter or not, what we should do to be prepared for winter weather and winter driving for that matter. And we're welcoming your questions for our guest, Todd Pritchard, Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for State of Wisconsin Emergency Management. And we're welcoming your own questions or tips, suggestions. What do you do to be prepared for winter's worst? And on the bright side, are you looking forward to winter in Wisconsin and the start of the snowy season? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So far, nobody's going to call in and tell us if their weather has turned, rain has turned to snow, Todd. But what are you watching as emergency preparedness coordinator? What areas of the state are you watching?
You know, we keep an eye on all parts of the state. We have county emergency management directors in every county. And they'll be watching what's going on today, and we also have a full staff in Madison. They'll be monitoring the situation today just to see, you know, is there any aid that's needed, you know, what's going on, really keeping in touch with you know, folks really around the state. So we'll really be keeping an eye on things everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And you are, what are you telling the folks today in Eau Claire and Hudson?
We're really talking about winter awareness and talking about, you know, getting a kit in your car and also getting your home ready. You know, this is also a good time to make sure you have a carbon monoxide detector in your home and that it's working properly. Unfortunately, every year we have you know, tragic loss of life from carbon monoxide gas in a home from a furnace or from a fireplace that's not working properly or those type of things. So it's really kind of a silent killer. It's, you know, it's colorless, odorless, tasteless, but it can hit you and you don't even know it and you're gone within minutes. So it's just such a great idea to make sure you've got that CO detector working.
You know, I just talked to a guest yesterday who is in Connecticut, and she was mentioning that there are still people out of power after a snowstorm, gosh, more than a week ago.
Right, exactly. And that's very true. You know, when we have a major storm and, you know, it could hit our you know, electric lines and our infrastructure pretty hard. So having some supplies at home is such a great idea, too. You know, making sure you have an emergency kit for your home. With some extra food and water in case, you know, you lose your water. You know, just some basics, first aid kit. You know, very similar to what we're talking about in the road kit, just a little bit bigger scale. If folks want to go to our website, we've got a whole list of what you can put together for a home kit, and that's at readywisconsin.wi.gov. Or just Google us at Ready Wisconsin. That's probably the easiest way to find it.
Good idea. Do you recommend, should people consider having their own electrical generator?
You know, it's something to consider. They're a little on the expensive side, obviously. Mm-hmm. So for some folks, it's kind of cost prohibitive. If you can have one, obviously you want to make sure that you're using it properly. That's our biggest concern. You know, don't use it in ways that it's not intended to be used, right? So really following instructions carefully on that and making sure if something's for outdoor use, use it outside. You know, that's what gets a lot of people in trouble. Sometimes they'll say, well, I've got this thing, and maybe it's some sort of heater or something, but they're using it by not following the instructions, and that can get you into trouble too. So, yeah, it's not a bad idea though if used properly, it can get you a little bit of power and get you through some of those rough spots. I know a lot of folks in the Northeast. There was a tremendous run on generators during that storm, and a lot of folks hooked them up.
We have Mark in Romance joining us. Hi, Mark. How's the weather in Romance?
Well, it's raining. We don't have snow yet, but it sure feels like it's on its way. Say, Joy, the reason I'm calling, you know, these days there's a lot of things that are said about public employees, and I want to hasten to say that I am not a public employee or a union member or anything like that. But I just want to give a salute and a thanks to all of the public employees who are going to be busy today. Some of them at personal risk, the troopers who are out on the roads, the guys and gals who are driving the salt trucks, the switchboard operators, the dispatchers, the people who are going to be tracking this storm so that we have the information that's needed. If we didn't have these public employees there watching out for us, imagine how tough this storm could be. So I just want to send a thanks out to the road crews that are going to keep us safe in Vernon County and throughout the entire state today.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. I suppose you would go along with that, Todd.
Yeah, you know, especially our first responders all across the state, they do such an awesome job, and I think we can help them by, you know, by having some emergency kit and materials in our car and driving carefully and slowly and taking our time today. That way we're not going to get in trouble and they don't have to come and help us, right? So I think that would be the best thing we can all do.
Let me ask you also about this first ever national emergency alert test that's going to be happening today. I know Wisconsin Public Radio is participating, as are all other radio and television stations across the country. At 1 o'clock, we're going to be playing that EAS alert.
Yeah, and this is really unique, Joy. It's the first time ever that the emergency alert system has been used on a national level. We use it here in Wisconsin quite often for you know, local, county, state government uses it to alert residents to dangers or emergencies that are happening in their area. In fact, it's been used 23 times over the last 2 years for a variety of different reasons in Wisconsin. So it's a great tool, but it's never been tested or used, for that matter, on a national level. So at 1 o'clock today, they're going to try a national test. And I think the biggest thing to tell people is that it's just a test. For radio listeners, it's going to sound very similar to the kind of the monthly test that you're used to. Television viewers, it's going to be a little different in that the audio on television, as well as radio, will say this is a test. But the visual on the screen of the television station you're watching may not say this is a test. For a lot of local stations, they're going to put up a super that says this is a test. But the national system can't crawl text on the screen that says this is a test. So visually, it might be confusing to some folks, and that's a real limitation of this system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just trying to spread the word today that at 1 o'clock, if you're watching television, don't be confused. It is a test. I think radio listeners, it'll clearly say it's a test, and I don't think there'll be any difficulty with that. It'll last about 30 to 45 seconds. And it's going to hit every station you can, pretty much any station you're watching or listening, it's going to be on, including broadcast TV, satellite television, cable TV, satellite radio. All those outlets are going to have the test all at the same time at 1 o'clock. So yeah. Sometimes when those tests come up, people start, you know, kind of channel surfing to look for, you know, oh, it's on here, maybe I'll go to another station. Well, it's going to be on every station all at the same time.
Yeah, and there's some concern that people might be alarmed by that and call 911, and you're trying to get the word out, you don't need to call 911 unless
right.
you have another emergency,
exactly.
obviously.
Don't call 911, and the 911 centers all across the state, they know that this is happening. A lot of them have brought in some extra staff. They've made some extra contingencies. So I don't think there's going to be a problem with the 911 system, but yeah, please, if don't call 911. It is just a test at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Todd, why are we doing this national test?
You know, that's a great question, Joy. I think that they are trying to develop the next generation of the emergency alert system. This system was created about 15 years ago, and think about the technology changes we've had in 2 years, not alone 15, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've come light years. So the blessing and the curse of this system is very simple. And so they want to see what works and what doesn't, and take that knowledge and put it into the next generation, which will be using a lot of the new technologies that are coming up, including, cell phones, obviously, that weren't around, and, smartphone apps, and then those kind of things. So I think they want to learn from what is this current system, how does it work, what works, what doesn't work, and then take that into the next level.
Okay, thanks for that. Now, a couple of listeners did call in. Dale in Wisconsin Rapids says, the rain is beginning to change to snow in Wisconsin Rapids. Linda in La Crosse says, snow is falling in big clumps, so it's starting. And Todd, what should we do if we're planning to, if we have to drive later today in this advisory and watch area or warning area?
Yeah, you know, call 511 before you hit the road is a great, especially if you're taking any kind of long distance travel today. Or you can go to their website. It's www.511wi.com, and they've got, you know, they get, I'm sorry, .gov, my fault, 511wi.gov, and great information there. And again, you know, this is going to be wet, heavy snow, so it's going to make driving very treacherous in a lot of places, so just take it easy today.
Slow down. Thank
Slow
you
down.
So much, Todd, for being with us.
Thank you, Joy.
Todd Pritchard is Emergency Preparedness Coordinator for the State of Wisconsin Emergency Management. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Entirely made.